Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong
and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In March, Customs and Border Protection stopped 71% more people than in February, 172,000. That's larger than the entire population of McAllen, Texas, a common point of entry in the Rio Grande Valley. Lance Newhouse is a farmer in McAllen whose land is just south of the border wall. He says every day he sees about 100 migrants cut through his fields. At times, groups have pretended to blend in with his workers or even hide in crops.
You can't harvest it. Sugarcane is huge, and if there's a person hiding in there, you can't see them, and the machinery doesn't forgive.
No. It's such a mess on the border, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. I'm glad we're talking to somebody that's been there recently.
Yeah, Tom McClintock, a congressman from the 4th District of California, was in McAllen, Texas earlier this week to tour a resettlement facility, one of the many, many facilities just jammed full of immigrants, illegal immigrants, children, and more. Tom, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, guys.
Excellent. So let's put aside politics completely for the moment. What is the humanitarian situation on the border as you observed it?
Well, you're seeing enormous numbers of children and young people coming in, and there's a reason for that. Under the new policies, if you claim you're under 18 or you're in the company of a child under 7, you're automatically in. And that's why you're. And in addition to that, by flooding the zone with children, they can focus the border attention on that. You know, trying to save kids who've been thrown off of rafts into the river, things like that. Not to mention the enormous amount of manpower it takes to take care of them. While the Border Patrol is doing that, they can sneak the bad guys in. That's the 130,000 getaways so far this year that they've been talking about. And the Border Patrol tells me that is a very low estimate, maybe three or four times as many. So it's completely out of control. But the reason why so many families are sending their kids north is because it works. Get across the border. If you can survive that 2,000-mile trail of terror, you're in.
And the cartels are fully aware of American policy at the moment.
They're more aware of it than members of Congress are sometimes. Their equipment is better than the Border Patrol has. We were standing on the bank of the Rio Grande River one night looking through night scopes. The cartels were looking right back at us through night scopes that were much, much more powerful.
That's wow, something.
And one more quick note about being overwhelmed at the border. I'm told by Border Patrol that because they are so completely overwhelmed by the humanity and then dealing with especially the youngsters, there are all sorts of drugs getting through, including the fentanyl that our friends in China are so kindly manufacturing for us.
Well, again, if you can flood the zone with families with children, there's an enormous amount you can do while the Border Patrol is occupied. And again, so many of them now are changing diapers and babysitting.
Well, we've
not
got these.
Not to mention stopping gang fights in a lot of youth pods. Don't forget, a lot of these youth are 16, 17 years old. Some of them are older than that, just simply claiming to be 17. They already have gang affiliations. They said a lot of fights break out in these pods between rival gang members. They know who each other is.
And according to reports in recent days, various sexual molestation and that sort of stuff. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I mean, I've seen the reports. They really. Shocking thing is when they are that overwhelmed, they're not doing a lot of vetting when they're sending these kids out. And don't forget, the families that are sending these kids north or bringing them north are paying the cartels about $4,000 a pop. The cartels are making about $500 million a month just in human trafficking. Forget the drug trafficking. So we're feeding the drug cartels money, and we're also when they get here, we make enormous efforts to get them where they want to go in the United States. We make no effort to find out where these kids came from and get them back home to where they began. If we were doing that, you wouldn't be having this huge influx of migration because the word would get out very quickly. Don't come north. You won't get in. They'll send you right back home again. And as one of the Border Patrol agents told me, the cartels don't give refunds.
Well, politically, I don't know how this is going to get straightened out because I think it's so unlikely that the Biden administration is going to want to say, look, we're not letting you in. Nobody's getting in, and even if you get in, we're sending you back. I just don't see that happening.
Well, that's unfortunate because we were implementing those policies and they were working. The border was secure in January, but you know, if you look at the numbers, they tell the story pretty clearly. The week of the election last year, 100 family units illegally crossed the border. 100. By inauguration week, that figure had increased to 1,100 in a week. The week ending March 24th, that number was 15,000. So wow. Trump had the border under control. It was Biden's open invitation that overwhelmed our facilities. And his administration's answer seems to be not to control the border, but rather to open gigantic welcome centers to process more people.
Congressman Tom McClintock is on the line. A couple of different reactions to that, Tom. Number one, the president, I'm not sure if he understands what's going on or to what extent he's in charge. We played a tape of Kamala Harris comparing ICE to the KKK from about a year and a half ago, a hearing I'm sure you saw. But a really interesting revelation in recent days, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was behind closed doors. And while he publicly, you know, trashed the Trump administration and their policies, he was advocating standing up for ICE, more deportations, taking on sanctuary cities, repairing the wall, and all sorts of stuff. Did you catch those reports?
Actually, some of the Border Patrol agents mentioned that to me. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris is in charge of border security. And as I said at the time, that's a lot like asking Ghislaine Maxwell to chaperone a high school prom. I mean, it's the older proof they're not serious about this crisis. They actually like it.
Well, I just took it as good news. If the DHS secretary has a view closer to what I think is the right way to handle this, maybe he'll be heard at some point. I don't know. I don't know how we get out of this. Like I said, politically, the Biden administration would just get destroyed by its base if they switched course. And if they don't switch course, how is it going to improve?
Well, first of all, I think the American people are clearly galvanizing against this as they begin to realize the magnitude of the crisis that we're facing at the border, if you can even call it a border anymore. I mean, when you're allowing people simply be waved into the country as they cross illegally, you really don't have a border. And if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. And don't forget, Gallup did a survey in Latin America, and their conclusion was there are about 42 million people in Latin America and the Caribbean who very much would like to come to the United States. states, and under these policies, they can. So I think we're at the beginning of a mass migration of historic proportions, and I don't know of any civilizations that have survived such a phenomenon. I mean, history is screaming this warning at us that countries that either cannot or will not defend their borders simply aren't around very long.
And, you know, as we've mentioned before, the cartels are acutely aware of the shifts in thinking. They read the report about Alejandro Mayorkas. They can read the tea leaves. So I'd imagine there is an enormous hurry up on flooding the border with as many people as possible. So you, as a member of the House of Representatives, what do you advocate happens first? What's the most critical need?
Restore the Trump policies that had taken control of the border. Finish the border wall, enforce court-ordered deportations, restore the Remain in Mexico policy. Those were the Trump policies that restored control of the border. Those were the policies that Biden reversed his very first day in office. Now, then we can have a discussion about what to do with those who've lived in the United States for many years and have not committed any crimes while they're here. But that discussion can't begin until we secure our borders and enforce our immigration laws. Otherwise, we're simply encouraging more of it. And as far as being in a rush, like I said, there are 42 million people behind the group that's coming in right now, ready to migrate as well.
Congressman Tom McClintock, the 4th District of California. A question just kind of off topic. Before you came on, I was clicking around trying to figure out what committees you were on and the rest of it. And I came across Ballotpedia, which was looking at your votes and everything. And they called you a moderate Republican. And it's funny because I've always thought of you as a deficit hawk and a spending hawk, fiscal conservative and all. But what's your philosophy as a congressman? What are you doing there in D.C., Tom?
Liberty. I've got a bit of a civil libertarian streak in me, which on some of these surveys pulls me off of a strict conservative definition. But I believe in freedom. I believe in the God-given right of people to make their own decisions as they go through life. I believe in the principles of the American founding.
And that is why you're one of the few politicians that we actually consider to be a friend. Tom McClintock, 4th District of California. Tom, always great to talk. Thanks.
Same here. Thanks again.
Keep up the good work.
I don't know how this border story ends. I really don't. I don't think the Biden administration is going to change course. And if they don't, it's just going to continue to grow.
You know, I think it's probably about what you were saying, and I was saying about Alejandro Mayorkas. You are publicly saying we will never repeat the sins of the Trump administration, the racist, xenophobic. And while I'm out front droning, you are behind the scenes scrambling like hell to reinstitute every chapter and verse of it. I have a very strong feeling.
That could be. And that would probably work in the way the drive-by media handles things. That'd probably work for him.
Right, yeah, because they stepped in it, man. It is a serious problem down there. It's half a dozen different kinds of problem. The fate of the poor kids. The fact that people are renting their children to would-be illegal immigrants so that when the person comes across and says, yeah, this is my son, he probably doesn't even know his name, you have to let him in as a family unit. A unit, rather. And the cartels know it. You got the drug crisis. You got the now what do we do with these people crisis. You got that gang thing. It's really a nightmare.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.